covering the Asian podcasting scene.
Hi there, welcome to Pod Lovers Asia with your host, Norman T. Chulla. And that's me, I'm saying my own name in a very weird way, but let's get right into it. Just a little reminder, Pod Lovers Asia is a podcast show all about the Asian podcasting scene, where I'll be interviewing people from, you know, different parts of the podcast industry, from podcasters to producers to media companies to influencers and figures. Essentially, people who can really paint a great picture of what's happening in Asia across different countries. So let's get right into it. This episode, I am excited to talk about the upcoming Asia Podcast Summit and the Asia Podcast Awards. This interview specifically is with the two founders of MiaVox Live, a Singaporean podcast company who provide consultation and education services about podcasting. And the two founders, Ling Ling Tai and Raven Lim, are here to, you know, have a little chat with me to talk about what's been happening in the summit, how did they get to where they are right now, what's MiaVox up to, and their thoughts on the podcasting scene here in ASEAN region, in East Asia, and the different countries who are willing to participate in the summit, which is fantastic. It was a really amazing conversation, and I am really, really grateful to get them on the show. A little bit about them. Ling Ling is the chief podcast educator, who is also the host for the Leaders of Learning podcast, reaching, I would say, 300,000 downloads, I believe, as of this year, reaching top 5 in iTunes in Vietnam, Indonesia, Philippines, Singapore, Malaysia, and featured on CastBox as well. She is an amazing person to follow in terms of podcasting. The other co-founder, Raven Lim, is the podcast consultant who co-founded the Tomboy Tirade podcast show, Asia's first and only all-female comedy chat podcast, and launching another show as well called the Freelance Creative Exchange podcast show, which you can find out more on the MiaVox Live website. I'll add that in the show notes. But let's talk more about the summit and get right into the interview. Let's get right into it. Hello, Ling Ling and Raven. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
Norman.
Well, we know each other pretty well already, so that's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
but I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. It's not my real self. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I hope it's a great time for you to talk, given the haze and the weather. My voice, I had to pardon it a little bit because my throat is suffering. But let's get right into it. I wanted to talk to the both of you about the upcoming Asia Podcast Summit and the awards and MiaVox, if that's perfectly fine with you.
Fantastic.
You're okay with that.
Yeah awesome.
Jump right into it.
Who should we start first? Ling Ling.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit more about how did MiaVox started, or where were you when MiaVox was like in ideation, and how did it start up? I'd love to hear your side.
Oh, excellent. When Raven and I, we started talking about MiaVox, at that point in time, I was producing my podcast, which is called Leaders of Learning, and it's still being in production. At that point in time, I was producing season one of the podcast. And with any beginner podcaster, of course, it felt like it was a struggle. It's lonely to be a podcaster. So while I create all these wonderful content, I needed to find a community. I needed to find people so that I can complain about how difficult podcasting is, even though it seems quite easy to everyone else, because everyone else thinks that podcasting is just speaking into a microphone, recording that, and publishing out into the world.
Yeah, I understand that sentiment. Yeah, there's a lot of production that goes unseen or unheard, actually, in a podcast. So it's nice to know. And how did you get to meet Raven then? Like, did it come from like a meetup, and then you guys started talking about starting up a company?
Well, it came from me reaching out into the virtual space. So I created a group on one of the networking platforms looking for other podcasters. If I'm not mistaken, it was the Lean In Singapore. And I created a circle to say, hey, podcasters, if you want to join here, let's connect and, you know, support each other. So I created that group with me and another podcaster, and she's no longer podcasting, but Raven signed up to it. And for about a month or two, it was only just the three of us.
Oh, okay, okay.
So and, meeting yeah. Raven, after we formed the group, I met Raven a couple of times over beer and fries. And we thought, well, we can't just be the three of us. We have to go out and find other people. So from there, we found Danny Cordy, who is the founder of Podcast SG, and we both grew together as a community here in Singapore. So as we grew in a community, me and Raven also realized that there is a need for people to want to learn how to do podcasting. So me and Raven, coming from a podcasting background, thought we could contribute that to the Singapore landscape, helping people to start their podcast.
Nice, nice. Right, before we get into that part, Raven, I wanted to hear your side of the story. Where were you before all this happened?
I started my podcast journey really early, back in 2013. Back then, I founded a comedy chat podcast called Tomboy Tirade with my other co-founder. So back in 2013, there was not much of a scene in podcasting. I think it's still pretty niche. That was before Serial. So podcasting is seen as very niche, very, very like for the geeks, for the nerds, not for the general public. So I think that at that time me and my co-founder was trying to promote a website. And then somehow because we are based in different countries, we decided that, hey, maybe we should start a podcast to talk about website. And then my journey came from there. And it was really interesting to see how the scene has evolved over the years. Because I think when we first started, most of the podcasts were about tech or like really about science, about technology, about business, about non-Asian people talking about Asia. That was pretty much the scene. So when we first came in, we are like loud, noisy, disruptive, human. I mean, hey, how loud can you go, right? And funny. So we were, I think we were the early disruptors in the scene at the time, and we did do really well. So along the way, when I was doing my podcast, then there are more and more people start to approach me, like, oh, and ask me, how do you create your podcast? Because they want to launch it as well. So then I was thinking, hey, maybe there's something more into it. Then later when I met Ling Ling and then realized that, hey, there are actually people who are interested, there are people who want to learn, maybe we could, you know, get together and do something about it. So, and that was how MirrorVox was formed. So last year we started off by running a series of funded workshops.
Yeah.
So to test the market, to reach out to more people who we don't know. Like, we really want to find out, we really want to test the market to find out who are our listeners, who are the creators. And then that's where we began our journey and realized that there was more to what we could, you know, visualize. And this year we have effectively gone international. I mean, we have reached out to Malaysia. So, so next step, the world.
Oh, wow. Full on, wow, straight yeah. Global, okay.
Okay. Maybe Asia then.
Yeah, Asia first.
Then the world. Domination, yeah. Coming right up.
Between the both of us, you know who's the more ambitious one, right?
Yeah.
you gotta know. Have an ambitious person here. Usually the quieter ones are the more ambitious ones. You never knew the quiet ones. Nah, just kidding. I think we both are pretty... We both have our plans and we both have our vision. We really want to create a platform. We want like Asian voices to be heard. That's one thing. That was the reason why we do what we want. Because we believe in the power of voice. We believe that the voice has the power to change the world. In a time where there are a lot of conflicting opinions and views, it's very important to get your voice out there. Because we're all fighting, right, to get our voice out there. There's so many like noises and stuff. It's very important to provide a different perspective, because otherwise it's like the louder will get heard and the rest of the world is like, okay, hey, listen to us. But, you know, so I think it's really important. And I think it's also time for Asia to find her own voice as well. I mean, there are so many, Asia has a very different scene. I mean, compared to the States and to the rest of the world, we are very diverse. We have so many languages. And so far, I feel that the podcasting scene is more, because it started in the US, so it makes sense. It's more created for the English-speaking world. But we hope to also bring some diversity in terms of languages, perspective, and views as well.
Yeah, I know. I really agree with that. Like, it's the diversity is what's making it very fascinating, but also quite difficult to understand if you're looking at Asia as a whole. But you can't, because every single market or every single country has their own special rules, special tendencies, special values that you have to take into consideration when you want to start a podcast in, say, Singapore or in Malaysia or in Thailand, which is, you know, very, very important.
I think the most basic thing in podcasting is understanding the language. Because for us, we're all English speaking, and that's the common language that we speak. But for other places, like, for example, in China, I know audio entertainment and podcasting has boomed there over the last 2 or 3 years. But if you don't know Chinese and you don't know where to look for these podcasts, you think none exist. So that's what makes Asia podcasting very unique and very interesting, is because when people want to listen, they will listen to a podcast in their own language.
Yeah, and that, I don't know if it's considered like a border, but it is definitely a factor in trying to comprehend or trying to understand that. Because if you're only an English-speaking podcast listener, you won't really care, or you won't find it relevant to hear that there's such a huge market in China, or there's so many listeners. So yeah, I see where you're getting from. So it's pretty cool. Like, I'm quite excited to see how things are going to be going throughout the different countries here.
Yeah, we're excited to see the growth of podcasting here in Asia too. Like you mentioned earlier on, in the different markets, they have their own characters and their own uniqueness, right? That's why we are also reaching out via our awards and summit, just to try to figure out what is the podcasting market out here in Asia.
Right. On that, I wanted to ask, how did the summit idea come up? Was it out of frustration? You saw summits everywhere except here. Was it like, was there a special moment when the idea came up?
So the idea came out spot on based on what you said. It was my personal frustration that all the summits had to happen in the States or in Australia or in the UK. And it's not like as if flying there is cheap. You know, even the return ticket is expensive, and the ticket to attend these conferences are not cheap either. So while I was searching the web to look for podcast summits or conferences here in Asia, there were none. So right away, a light bulb just lit up in my head, and I thought, you know, why don't we start our own summit? So this is where Raven and I, we started discussing about this, I think late last year in 2018, right, Raven?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so we started talking about running a summit, running a conference, and we conceptualized the idea, how we're going to reach out to people, what kind of summit are we going to do. And it's been a learning process ever since we started the idea.
So you've been working at this idea for a year plus already.
Yeah.
Right. And, oh, wow. Okay.
And both of us have never organized a summit before or a conference. So this is actually quite a huge deal for us, like, to jump from organizing talks and workshops in community spaces to straight to an Asian-wide virtual conference. So it's been a steep learning curve, but I think it's also very fulfilling and very fulfilling journey for both of us, because we really learn a lot, and we also reach out to a wider network of people whom we taught, people whom we otherwise would never have a chance to speak to. So that is actually a pretty exciting journey for me and Ding Ding, I think. It's a very exciting journey for us.
The summit is coming soon. It's coming in a month or so. And even before the summit comes to entire fruition, I've already gained so much from working on the summit and the awards by reaching out to the different players, podcast players in the market, getting to know what is going on, looking at, you know, who are the people who are signing up for the summit and also the awards, and seeing what kind of podcasters that are out there. If we hadn't run the summit, it would be so, so hard for us to search for where these podcasters are, what they do. And it's just amazing how it's blooming.
Yeah, precisely. Even for the awards, we have entries for so many countries. We have entries from China, from India, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Thailand, Japan, Korea. Pretty much like most of Asia, I think, have come out and support us. We didn't even know that some of the podcasts exist until we start receiving entries. And it was really interesting, because we don't just receive entries from English speaking podcast, we also have like entries from multiple languages as well. So that is really, really exciting.
Oh, that's great.
So that means there's actually a huge market and a huge group of us creators out there who are waiting to be discovered. And we're so excited to have discovered them. And I think we are also very proud of the speakers we have presented, which we will announce soon, because together, the cream of the crop from the Asian podcast industry. And some of them have actually never been reviewed before. Because Ningyi and I, we have been monitoring different conferences and trying to learn from other podcast conferences out there. And we also always notice that, because obviously they are more Europe or US or Australian centric, so they don't really have featured a lot of Asian speakers. So it is really exciting for us to bring together a really diverse lineup, which have speakers from all over the world, especially from Asia themselves. So we have Asian podcasters and we have big major brands to talk about the summit. Do you think we should mention the name of the speakers, or should we?
I mean, like, a small mention should be fine.
I think the confirmed ones, because you said speakers from all over the world. It's mostly in Asia, actually. It's not from all over the world. And one of the frustrations that came out is because the people who are speaking in the podcasting scene, they're not from Asia. And for me, I know that in Asia, we have a huge amount of talented people that are not getting their voice, even though they're having their podcast. So when we have the summit, we want to showcase that Asia does have talented content creators, especially podcasters. We want to give them a platform to showcase their expertise, showcase their podcast show to let everyone else know. So for us, the summit is a place where everyone can gather together. Everyone can come together and recognize each other's talents. And hopefully this is where we can kickstart the podcast industry to have everyone come together and collaborate on a platform.
That's fantastic. Like, I am really excited to see that happening. And I was about to ask, like, what kind of topics were the speakers going to present? But I guess you have a huge range of it, right? Like, from, you know, voice coaches to talking about production and, you know, storytelling techniques. And I can see a little bit from the website, which is pretty, pretty great. Also, because I helped a little bit on that.
Yeah, I was about to say the topics you should know. You're on the team, Norman.
Yeah, I am. I am. Right. I do want to ask, you did mention that it is the first time for the both of you to host an event of this large of a scale. Were there any particular struggles in setting it up? Like, were there any barriers? Were there any specific things that you were missing when you were trying to reach out to a particular guest or a speaker? Are there any dream speakers that you couldn't hold of? You know, talk to me about that.
Okay. So for me, I think the biggest challenge of running a summit like on this scale for the first time is the learning curve, is trying to understand how virtual summits work, the technical piece of it. Because when I did my research online, everyone forms or creates that virtual summit in many different ways using different technologies. So learning how to put a summit together, that was a challenge. In terms of reaching out to speakers, I feel really blessed because quite often when we do reach out to speakers, 80% of the time they will respond and they will usually say yes.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
We were surprised. We expected like maybe 10% hit rate. But so far, people have been really supportive in trying to help. And some of them, they couldn't come aboard as speakers, so they come aboard as judges. So, and it's really great to see the support for a first-time summit. Because when we started, I think we don't even know what's the scene out there. We don't even know like who will say yes, how many speakers we are going to get, how many entries we're going to get. So far, I think the response has been pretty good for the first ever Asia Podcast Summit and Awards. And we have received a lot of positive feedback and a lot of encouraging words from different podcasters and supporters. So we felt really blessed as well.
And this whole summit and awards is kind of like a giant experiment to see what podcast industry in Asia is like, because no one else has done this before. No one else has looked into what is the podcast industry like in Asia. So typically, if anyone were to look into Asia podcasting, it'll be based out of their own podcast platform or be based out of the statistics that they have on their podcast or whatever. But no one looked into how many podcasts are out there, you know, how many platforms are out there? What does the industry look like? So the summit in itself is a way to help shape and take form and take a look at what is going on in Asia.
And very importantly, it puts the faces of the podcasters. So finally, we can see them all coming together, because previously, a lot of times when people covered news about Asian podcasters, they tend to stick to a certain territory. So they will just talk about maybe the Chinese scene or the Indian scene or the Korean scene. But there was never really an effort to put everyone together.
Which
I could understand, because it's so challenging in itself, right? Because we have different languages, different approach. The Chinese podcasting market is very different from the Korean market. It is quite tough. And it also, I think my biggest challenge I face is definitely the language barrier itself. Because we did have some dream podcasters that we would like to invite, but because we are running an English speaking summit and some of them are not very expressive in the English language, so they have to turn us down, because we are not equipped but with the translation services. But in future, when we come back with future editions of the Asia Podcast Summit, we hope to be able to support different languages as well.
Oh, that would be great to be able to accommodate like multiple Asian language branches. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I am quite excited to see that happening. Right. Let's go through a little bit of the usual info about the summit. Sorry, not the summit, the awards. Right. So the awards are four categories: business, education, entertainment, and tech. How is it so far? I remember asking or emailing a few people about the summit and awards. There were a few people who replied back and they were asking about number of nominations or number of people who are actually willing to participate. How is that going for you? Do you see like a pattern in like categories? Is there a skew here and there on the data? Or is that a little bit too much to ask?
Yeah, so for the awards, it was also born out of frustration too that the awards were happening everywhere else and not in Asia. And that's how innovation starts, right? When you see a gap, when you see a frustration and a problem, you start to innovate and create and try to solve that problem. So we started out with the four categories, as you mentioned. And when we launched the awards, it got some support initially, but it took a while for a lot more people to find out that there is such thing as an awards happening in Asia. So if I look at the number of entries, we've got a huge range of entries from many different countries. So including India, China, Japan, Singapore, Malaysia, all these countries in Asia and all sorts of languages. So I'm really, really surprised that coming up soon will be the closing of our nomination. And after that, we will have a panel of judges to rate these podcasts. So once we've got shortlisted three podcasts for each of the category, we will open it up for voting online so the fans of these podcast show can show their support for the podcasters. So far the entries are close to 100, which at least for me, I was really surprised. I didn't think we'd get even 20. I don't know what you think, Raven.
I was thinking that we had to ask all our friends to help us. we have to ask all our friends to nominate their podcast, and it's great that we don't really have to do that.
No, yeah. If we ask all our friends, it'll be about 20 podcasts, I think.
From Singapore and Malaysia.
Singapore and Malaysia, that's right.
I really love the diversity there. Like, even if it is English-centric, there are multiple countries participating. Like, that's really, really encouraging. Not only as someone being part of the team, but more like someone who's just witnessing this event happening. Like, it's like on the way to being built to be something really official and awesome. So I'm like really grateful. Like, there's so many shows coming in from different places. That's just me going on about that. But
Well, we are in exciting times, Norman.
Yeah.
Podcasts have been around for the longest time, and it's great to see that people are understanding what podcast is, reaping the benefits of podcast, and they themselves wanting to use podcast as a medium to share their cause and voice or advocate for the things that they care for. So we want to help encourage that too, to say that, hey, you don't just have to listen to podcasts from other places. You could do it yourself as well, because all of us, we care about something. And if we care about something, we have to stand up and speak about it. What better way than podcasting, right? So we are at a really, really crucial point in podcasting in Asia where the wave is starting to rise. So when we go surfing, you know, you have to paddle a little bit before the wave, you know, fully forms before you can surf. So I'm imagining this is where we are. We have to paddle a little bit, work a little bit harder before the wave forms, and hopefully we can ride the wave on our surfboard.
Yeah, definitely. Like if once the scene is much more like visible and stabilized, then, you know, we'll be in a position to really, really help other podcasters or budding podcasters as well to, you know, activate their voices and see what they want to share with the rest of the world. Like you said in the beginning, like to allow people the chance to share their voice with the rest of the world. It's something that is very noble, and I really respect that. And that's partly why I joined the team.
And you have your own voice too, Norman. Otherwise, you wouldn't be interviewing us, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I really do have to say thank you for that, because it is quite motivating to see that you guys are working hard with the summit, and it's compelling me to do my own stuff as well. So that's how we got to this call, actually.
Yeah, we are your first interview, right? First episode?
More or less, yes. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yay.
Would you be willing to share with your listeners what you are doing, or are you doing that on a different episode?
I am mostly be doing that on a different episode. Yeah.
Okay.
On like episode zero or something. We'll see. Like I said, it's very informal. Like, I prefer the meaningful, powerful conversations, insights from people, as opposed to like reporting. I'm like the most non-journalist like journalist or media person ever. Like, I just want to learn from everybody. Like, that's pretty much it. And I want to learn about how Singapore's doing, how Malaysia's doing, and, you know, seeing the summit, being able to collectively bring everyone together and paint a picture of how the podcasting scene here is going is really, really encouraging.
How's the podcasting like in Malaysia?
So you have podcasting networks coming up, independent networks. It's still media company centric. So I did some on the field talks with people about, you know, what's a podcast and stuff like that. Their interpretation of the word is essentially radio that's just converted into downloadable format, which is a bit limiting, because it is a lot more than that. That is one of the formats, but it's, you know, not only that one format. So it's still a niche. There are independent podcasters like slowly building up their shows, but we are getting there. We are still in an awareness and education stage. So that's one way to look at it. Yeah. I'll probably do a whole episode on that, actually.
Or you can do like a comparison between different countries in Asia, because I think the Malaysia scene is different from the Singapore scene versus the Chinese scene and the India scene. It's like, you can
Thailand.
Do like a series of episodes.
And Indonesia. I think Indonesia is a huge treasure trove of
Indonesia
podcasts.
is going up there like pretty fast. They're on the rise, like for sure. I'll definitely do different episodes, one on each country, just to give a good space, like just to dedicate an episode to each country. But that's for something else. Right. Let's go. We went off topic quite a while, but it's fine. Yeah, I like those. I like these. They're a lot nicer.
I think one of the great things about the Asia Podcast Summit and Awards is that our team consists of creators themselves. Like, you are obviously a podcaster. Me and Lingyi, we are podcasters, and we are driven by passion. And together we work with people who are interested in podcasting. So we are not backed by any media companies or venture capital or anything like that. We are in it for the community. I mean, what do you think, Ming?
Definitely. Right. All of this work is entirely self-funded. And if we our partners join the summit and awards to help sponsor and help grow the podcasting scene. So we don't have much investments apart from the goodwill of the people that are on the team who dedicate their time to be speaker, judge, and to join in the summit.
It really shows like how like the demand for something like this is so visible. And that's like, you know, like you said, there's no sponsors. It's mostly out of the goodwill of the people and the judges and speakers' willingness to contribute and participate and showcase their insights. So, you know, I am quite happy that the summit is like at the forefront of creating this huge community in Asia. So I'm glad to be part of it.
Glad to have you on board, Norman.
Yeah.
We enjoy your insights and helping to shape the summit. We're all learning together and helping to grow this together.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And we hope it spark off a movement of podcasters helping each other to grow and learn from each other as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna zoom out a little bit. And I want to ask the both of you, is there anything outside of Asia that you would like to see happening in Asia? Like, is there anything that you've noticed that is happening in the US, UK, Australia, that you think, oh, that'd be nice to have in the Asian podcast industry? A bit like what was going through your head when you thought about the summit in the first place. Is there anything else out there that you would like to see?
I think it's not only just me and Raven, but as we were working on the virtual summit and awards, there are people who actually suggested in running a physical conference to gather everyone in a hotel or a funky venue somewhere and to share about podcasting that's happening all over Asia.
Even a beach on Bali.
Yeah, Bali would be nice. A beach conference, right?
But just kidding.
It'll be really poor for recording, though, if people were to do a podcast on a beach with all that wind and everything. So we need to think about acoustics.
I mean, you could host it at the venue, but then, you know,
have a beach party.
Meetups. Yeah, meetups at the beach or something like that. Or for beer and fries or whatever.
So if this year turns out to be successful and maybe next year or the year after, we might see if we can do some a physical event instead. So a lot of it will depend on the success of this one and the success of next year's and the demand of those who are podcasting in Asia.
Ah, okay. And Raven, what would you like to see happening in Asia?
I would like to see more genres as well, because I think a lot of the podcasts I've seen so far, mostly like interview types or narrative types. I personally prefer, I think Ling Ling knows very well, I'm a huge audio fiction fan. I'd like to see the growth of the genre. I would like to see Asian podcasters taking risks, making stories, using storytelling to tell great stories about Asia, and telling stories about themselves, telling stories about Asia. I would love to see more diversity in terms of genres as well, rather than a traditional business, self-help, technology, education. I want to see people taking more risks. I want to see podcasts being developed into television series or radio series or something more exciting, like podcasts, they can travel, like rather than just being it is an audio platform, and I would like to see it also become other platform as well, because I think that one thing great about having a podcast is that you can, you know, we can sort of, you can, what's shags? I can't think of the word. You can, what is that word? I can't.
Like repurpose it? Like republish it into a different format?
Yes, correct. Let me rephrase that. So one thing great about podcasts, I realize, is that you can actually repurpose it to other platforms as well. So I would love to see more of that happening, seeing people taking, being more creative and more adventurous when it comes to podcasting. And of course, I would love to have a physical event as well, if there is obviously a support for it. I would like to see podcasters from different Asian countries or even around the world come together and talk and engage with each other. I'd like to bring together, we would love to bring together the best and best podcasters from all over Asia to come and talk about podcasting as well, to talk about the technology, talk about trends, just like what we see in countries in the US and the UK and Australia, we would love to see the same thing happening for Asia as well, to have a event where people can come and network and learn from each other.
Oh, that is, to see that happening will be so cool. Like, I would love to see that happen. Yeah, for sure.
Do you mind if I could add one more?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
And I think it's not just me and Raven, but I think for many podcasters here in Asia, is to finally figure out how they can reap the rewards of putting in so much effort to create audio content. So one of the common questions that me and Raven get is whether we can earn money from podcast. So I know in the US, the podcast advertising market is very, very mature. There are agencies, there are people who will represent companies, represent podcasts in order to get advertising up and running. So I would truly, truly like this to happen in Asia too, to finally get companies to realize how podcasting is a viable way to advertise their products and services, and in turn help support the creation of audio content for independent podcasters like us and the many of us right here in Asia.
So like an injection of like monetization models and further support from like the business perspective, right? Like to be able to sustain the space itself for independence?
Yes, exactly. So it could be advertising, it could be other ways, but some form of financial support, because to do a podcast, it takes up so much of time and effort. And the majority of the listeners are listening it for free. The majority of podcasters are doing it out of their own love and energy and time. So it'll be great if we could help to form a market, a platform, or something in Asia to help continue the creation of these content for independent podcasters.
To make it sustainable so that actually people can make a living out of it as well. Mm. And grow the industry. Because otherwise, podcasting will always be dominated by the big companies, because they have the financials, they have their resources to invest, like the media companies. Whereas for independent podcasters like us, it gets a bit challenging because if we can't monetize our content, it's also very hard for us to grow and to be sustainable as well.
I see. Yeah, no, really, that's really something that I'd like to see as well. Like more support to sustain the space, because it's such an exciting space, but some people might be put off by the lack of presence or the lack of funds or stuff like that. But really, despite that, I think we'll see that like happening in the near future. So yeah, excited for that. And last question for the both of you. If there was a listener listening to this episode right now, and they want to start their own podcast, they're scared or they don't know where to go, they don't know where to start, what would you like to say to them? Maybe give us an idea of what went through your head when you were starting a podcast. Maybe these were the same fears that you could see in somebody else who has an amazing voice but does not know how to activate it, you know, how to have it out there online. What would you like to say to them?
Okay, I can go first. Then Lingling can end off with a more wise advice, because my advice is really not wise.
No, it's fine. It's still advice.
Okay, let me go first, because so that Lingling can end off.
I'm still thinking. That's why
she's the more intelligent, more intellectual one. I'm the more like spontaneous. whoever goes. Okay, I'll go first, so that Lingling can make me sound more. Maybe can make us sound more intelligent rather than me.
Oh, come on, Raven.
I'm just winging it. Because that's
I'm leaving that in because it's funny.
Well, to be honest, Norman, I think the issue is that for me, I never think. I just jump straight into it. I didn't even think of anything. And that's why our first few episodes, we sounded pretty much crap, because we clearly didn't think through the whole process about what a podcast should sound like, or any kind of structure or anything. We just like have two girls talking nonstop for 15 to 20 minutes and there is no structure or anything. We just do it basically. So we just wing it. We don't even know what we are doing. We saw our audio quality was terrible. I mean, there is no plot, there's nothing. I don't even know why there were listeners. Probably our friends who we begged to listen. They're like, come on, check it out, this is cool. So we were terrible. But I think we have a lot of fun. And I think along the way, we grew because we learned from our mistakes. We are like, okay, maybe let's invest in better mics. You know, let's try a different structure. Maybe instead of two women rambling, we could try interviewing people and stuff. So along the way, our show evolved and we get better. But if you haven't really like gone in and do it, you know, then there will be no show, right? So
yeah.
I think my personal advice is to just get out there and do it. Of course, now with the Asia Podcast Summit, you can learn from very esteemed speakers on how to do a good podcast, not just like, you know, just jump into it like us, you know, and waste a lot of time. But I think the important thing is that you just have to go out and do it. Because if you don't, there's no point thinking about it. You just try, because your first episode will be crap. And I think your first few episodes will be crap. Unless you're really lucky, it's very unlikely to go viral as well. So it's fine, you know, crap stuff, not a lot of listeners. But then that's the thing, if you're interested in it, if you're invested in it, you will make the changes, you will get feedback, and you will try to improve your show. And that's how your show will eventually take off and grow, because, you know, it went through the initial stages and then it sort of just progressed from there. So I think it's very important that whatever you do, just do it, you know. Sometimes if you think too much, it wouldn't happen. So just do it, you know, and try to improvise for that. And also sign up for Asia Podcast Summit so that you can learn how, so you can skip all the, you know, unnecessary process, you know, and get straight into creating your actual podcast.
I don't know what else to add from Raven's tips, because it's wise. It is wise. It's intelligent. Come on. How can you say you're not, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You know this just as well as I do, and even more so because you started in 2013. But to add on to what Raven said, podcasting is not a destination. It is a learning journey. It is a process, and it evolves every time you do it. So which is why just doing it is important. But another thing for me to add on to that is, when you do podcasting, it's because there is a message within yourself. There's a message within yourself that you want to get out into the world so that whoever you're trying to reach will be able to listen to it. So I was at the Asia Women's Forum Asia the last couple of days, and there was a lady I was working with as I was interviewing these powerful and influential women. And within her, she didn't felt the sense of confidence in interviewing these women. So we had to take her aside and speak to her about why is she feeling so nervous, why is she feeling so anxious, and all the voices of doubt and fear came out. I'm not good enough, my voice isn't fantastic, you know, who would want to listen to me? All the typical self-criticizing voices. And my one esteemed colleague of mine, he was mentioning that it's not so much about you anymore. It's more about your message. You will sound so, so much more if your message is bigger than you. So when you want to start podcasting, think about your message, because that is what your listeners are looking for, your message, and it's not, and you are merely the vehicle of conveying that message.
Excellent way to end on that note, because we
Thank
are
you
nearing the end.
You are so more intelligent than I am.
I was lucky that I feel in the right place to receive that message, and I'm passing it along. So it's not me. I'm the vehicle of that message.
It's okay. Wisdom is meant to be shared after all.
Exactly. Like,
to be able to share that with everybody is just encouraging, and to create something, a powerful movement from, you know, your words, even if it's words that you have heard from somebody else, it's, you know, a very encouraging and inspiring thing. So I thank the both of you for sharing that in the episode. And on that note, we are nearing the end of the time, and I'd like to thank you for come online to this interview. And oh my god, I f***ed that up really badly. All right, I'm gonna clap myself back in.
Thank you, right? I mean, Norman, for inviting us to your show. Yeah, it's been really fun talking about podcasting, I think. We haven't talked about podcasting for a while.
Yes, we haven't done it in a while. We've been so busy with juggling so many things, right? It's not just the summit and awards, but also our day jobs that actually gives us money.
Yeah.
And you have your summit, the Asia Podcast Summit, and the Asia Podcast Awards, which you can check out at asiapodcastsummit.com and asiapodcastawards.com, which I will add in the notes for this episode later on. So Ling Ling and Raven from Mia Vox, thank you once again. And I will probably see or talk to you guys later on after this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, Norman. It's such a pleasure to chat with you about podcasting.
Bye.
And that's all for the episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I am so grateful to both Raven and Ling Ling for being able to chat with me about podcasting, about the summit, about what's needed here in Asia. It is a very difficult space to navigate because each country has their own sets of qualities and tendencies and values and characters and different podcasting behaviors, but it is really amazing to see that there is effort in painting a really good picture of how things are happening. And I'm really happy to be part of the team to help with them with it. So yeah, as always, keep crushing it with the podcast, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening, my dear friend. If you'd like more info, do check out our website at podloversasia.com. There's also articles, notes, personal thoughts, and even a directory being built, all to map out all the interesting players out there. If you like it, do take the time to share it with your friends and anyone who you think might be interested in what's happening out there. It's super exciting. For any inquiries, feedback, tips, rumors, and even guest suggestions. Really though, if you know someone who should be on the show, drop me a line. Well, an email at podloversasia@gmail.com. Or you could just check out our Twitter or Facebook, which would be just as swell. I check it out regularly. So yeah, I'll have a look at it and I'll make sure to reply from my side. The theme song is California Lullaby by Josh Woodward. Once again though, thank you for listening. And if you do like it, subscribe in your favorite app, whether it be CastBox or Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I will see you in the next episode. Take care.